fighting for America.
Whether liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, white, black, brown, rich, poor, when it comes to our troops, we stand united. We are proud of you. We support you. And we can never thank you enough.
Fighting for Idaho.
Most of the freshmen that I've met are, yes, they're conservative members of Congress, but not the extreme conservative. Man, I can live with that because that's where I feel like I'm coming from.
Fighting for you.
I don't think marijuana should be treated any different than beer. I mean, you could outlaw obesity.
Hey.
Boise's Mr. Right.
A little too close to home, buddy.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you all for listening. K. Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Appreciate you joining us. And by the way, let's give you an update right now on our instant poll. Who has your vote for the Republican nomination? Gee, 2016 already around the corner. We've got Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, Ben Carson, and Mitt Romney. And that's at 580kido.com. Right now, it is Dr. Carson pulling away at 50%. Jeb Bush at 15%, Mitt Romney at 16%, Marco Rubio falling to 12%, and Chris Christie, oh, that lovable Chris Christie, he's at around 12%. Sounds like a good time. Make sure you check that out at 580kido.com. We go now to Fox News Radio. Our great friend Jeff Manasso is with us. Jeff, good to have you with us.
Hey, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my friend. I'd stay away from that Western New York if I were you.
The what?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah. Yeah. Well, you always have to open up old wounds, man.
I'm sorry, you know, brother. I'm still mad that you beat my Patriots.
We didn't play very well, and so the better team won. But we'll see what happens this week and next week in Tampa Bay.
I'm a little worried about you and the Seahawks.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's kind of coming down to the grind and the end of the year, and this is where it becomes do or die, and this is where football gets really fun. So I'm kind of excited about it.
I hope your man can pull it off there, Mr. Rogers.
Well, if anybody can, it's A-Rod.
Oh, if only he were like Tesla and designing electric cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Kind of crazy when you think about this whole thing. We're getting this new report that electric cars may not be the best thing ever when it comes to the environment.
Do you drive an electric car?
No, but I will tell you this. I've been brainwashed by that Prius.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get done with a Prius, it actually breaks down how much it costs you per trip. It cost me in a Prius 82 cents to come to work.
Yeah, it might take you in terms of emissions, but the cost to actually buy that car, it's about $10,000 more, and so you break that down versus what it costs your average Joe who has a gasoline-powered car. And, you know, it's not as much savings as you might think. You have to essentially pay up front for that savings when you buy these cars. But not to mention the nickel and those batteries, the energy that it takes to build those, to produce those batteries for those hybrid cars, to produce it, to dig it up, to ship it overseas, and to energize it, to produce it, and then to bring it back and put it in these cars, it's enormous. And so those cars, along with all electric cars, are getting a bad rating in terms of their eco-friendliness, according to this latest study out of the University of Minnesota. This study contends that these all-electric cars generates more soot, 3.6 times more soot, and 86% more smog deaths than gasoline-powered cars because of the pollution made in generating the electricity, or of the pollution made in processing, in production, in the production of these vehicles in terms of the hybrids. Ethanol got a bad mark, too. They say that this study that, by the way, is published in the National Academy of Sciences, ethanol is 80% more, or pollutes the air 80% more than than gasoline, not to mention the fact that it's federally subsidized, and it is eating up a massive amount of our food supply. But I guess that's for another day. This study says that gasoline-powered cars are better for the environment.
Well, anybody that's been around ethanol, you know, you have people that say it damages your motors, especially small engines and such, and now the emissions. Of course, besides you, Jeff Manasseh, telling us this report here at 580KIDO, there are powerful forces that are going to be upset with these results and these findings and probably challenge them.
Well, you know, they came up with some pretty good numbers. We've heard from some environmentalist groups, and what they're doing is they're taking this information and they're not fighting it as much as you say, rather than twisting it around and saying, look, this study validates the need to move away from coal. But then, to what? What are we going to do? Gas-powered cars? I mean, we can go to all electric, but where are we going to get that energy? Gasoline, it seems, is the fallback once again. But I don't imagine anytime soon, Kevin, seeing commercials that that tout, you know, these fracking-powered SUVs are environmentally friendly.
What's on the outside this area, Jeff Manasseh at Fox News Radio at 580KIDO? What do you make of just the falling fuel prices? I'm sure that's got to impact
the. Hey, just like everybody else, I love it. And every time I see the gas sign here, I think the average here in Illinois is about $2.45 a gallon. I've seen it as much as $2.39, $2.38. It's under $2 in Oklahoma, under $2 in Missouri, in Texas, Louisiana. A lot of these states. Statistically, are lower priced states. You know, you go to Connecticut and New York, and they're still hovering around $3. Never mind what they're paying out in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. But generally, some of these states that are lower priced, I mean, they're starting to see, you know, 190s, and that is something I never thought we'd see, $50 a barrel for gasoline. I love it. I love it, and you know, keep on falling. As far as I'm concerned,
now's the time to buy oil stocks if you have the money.
I don't know. I mean, if it could fall to 50, I mean, who would have thought that it would have fallen to 50?
Huh?
You buy oil futures at 60, 70, thinking, okay, it would never get below 60, 70. But here we are at 50. And so I don't know. I'd be leery about that.
Hey, finally, who's your biggest threat, AFC, NFC?
I don't know. I think that Seattle is a pretty big threat.
They're so young.
Yeah, but I know, but they're good.
Yeah.
And I think that, who else is good? You know what? Right now I'm worried about Detroit. I'm not worried about going into Tampa. I'm worried about Detroit. Maybe it's just trying to seal home field advantage during the playoffs, but I guess that's presumptuous of me, right?
Jeff Manasseh, thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, our great friend Jeff Manasseh. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. A few things going on. We always like to keep you up to date. Hey, did you know, and Congressman Simpson yesterday exclusively told us that the president's broken the Constitution. He's done some things unconstitutionally, and nobody's picked it up, well, except us on the Fox News Channel.
Yes, said today, the president's executive actions regarding immigration exceeded his constitutional authority and cited the president's own speeches and remarks on that issue. Judge Arthur Schwab writes, quote, President Obama contended that although legislation is the most appropriate course of action to solve the immigration debate, his executive action was necessary because of Congress's failure to pass legislation acceptable to him in this regard, adding, quote, Congress's lawmaking power is not subject to presidential supervision or control. Perceived or actual congressional inaction does not endow legislative power with the executive. Judge Schwab went on to hold that the president's actions on immigration crossed the line, amounted to legislation, and changed U.S. immigration policy. The decision comes in the case of a man who entered the country illegally years ago and was deported in 2005. He re-entered the country illegally but wasn't caught until he was arrested on DUI charges earlier this year in Pennsylvania. Prior to sentencing the man, the judge asked the parties to provide their legal opinions on how the president's recent immigration announcements could possibly impact the judge's sentencing decision. And that led to today's ruling. Schwab added that although presidents do enjoy prosecutorial discretion on a case-by-case basis, President Obama's sweeping pronouncement involving entire classes of persons in the U.S. illegally went, in Schwab's opinion, far beyond what is legally permissible.
There we have it from the Fox News Channel. So the president rewrites the laws. The president rewrites everything that he's doing. This isn't picked up on any major network. Any major network at all, except the Fox News Channel. And as Mike Simpson said, you were here yesterday for Mike Simpson, right? Congressman Simpson in Idaho, in America, basically saying to you, to me, to God, to the Republic, that the president did something unconstitutional with legalizing the illegals, and no one will stand up for it. No one will hold him accountable because it's politically unpopular, because politically the press has his back. Now, I love the idea of the alternative press. I think that, I get Michelle Malkin's newsletter every day, and, you know, just to hear what she says, it's very interesting. Her diversity of thought when she calls Jeb Bush, quote unquote, the water boy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You don't hear that everywhere else. Ann Coulter as well. Ann Coulter as well. But the press has done they were always in the bag. But what they've done now is malpractice. If they were doctors, they would be sued. If they were doctors, hopefully they would be run out of business. Right? But instead, we have people afraid to make a stand. I don't blame them, because the public is so enamored with someone like Samuel L. Jackson.
All you celebrities out there who poured ice water on your head, here's a chance to do something else. I challenge all of you to sing the We Ain't Gonna Stop Till People Are Free song. Here we go.
Sing along, everybody.
I can hear my neighbor crying. I can't breathe. Now I'm in the struggle and I can't leave. Calling out the violence of the racist police. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. Come on. Sing it out.
The racist police. The same police right now looking for killers in Canyon County. It's crazy, folks, but you're going to have people going, well, does Mr. Jackson have a point? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Let's get you to traffic.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Liberal Steve, good morning.
Ah, buenos dias, Mr. Miller, and Merry Christmas.
Now, look, we don't like it when you do that.
Who's we?
Me.
Oh.
And a lot of people listening are offended by that. So I've asked you politely several times. I don't want to embarrass you, but good morning. Good morning, Kevin. You're on the air. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin Miller, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
I'll be flying out for Dublin Monday morning. Want me to say hi to anybody for you over there?
I'm not Irish, so I couldn't tell you. I'm an American.
I'm an American, too. But
is there a point to this conversation?
Well, this Judge Schwab guy, where did he come out of the woodwork? I mean, he just popped up through the floor planks like he's a somebody.
Like, apparently the president broke the law, is doing unconstitutional acts, and needs to be held accountable. What are you going to do, Timmy?
What has Congressman Simpson done for the state of Idaho?
He's saved a lot of jobs is what he's done.
Oh, yeah, he saved a lot of jobs.
I guess you're not going to answer my question, so you're just going to do
your
own thing.
What's your question?
What are you going to do about it?
About
the president
what?
Has broken the law. He has disobeyed the Constitution. He's exceeded his authority. What are you going to do about it?
He is the best president this country will ever have, and the order he executed was a necessary thing. Hey, if you want to stop people from coming into this country, stop Muslims from coming into this country. I mean, you make them American citizens, and what do? Blow up people running the Boston Marathon. I mean, these guys got visas and everything else.
Well, that's a dumb. That's a dumb statement.
No, it's not.
It's a dumb statement.
Have you seen any South Americans? Have you seen any people of Mexican nationalities blowing up anything in the United States?
I'll have to check.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And we already have 50,000 in Idaho, and I don't know how many are illegals.
What? Wait a minute. Back to the – what does this have to do – look, focus, ADD liberal Steve. Focus. The president broke the law. You said the judge has no authority, and you endorsed the measure of the president as a lawbreaker.
Absolutely. It was necessary to break the law.
Necessary to break the law to legalize the illegals.
You're saying it's
necessary. He's exceeded his authority. He's a clear and present danger.
So you're saying it's never necessary to break the law?
No, it isn't.
Oh, just because somebody put something on paper and some.
If you're the president of the United States, we've never seen anybody who has run wild like this gentleman.
Ronald Reagan and Bush Jr. did 2.5 times the executive orders, and they were called the TAFs on unconstitutional and illegal.
Really? What judge ruled against them?
About 25.
Yeah. Name them.
I can't name any of them, Kevin, because I got short-term memory. Hey. Samuel Jackson singing that song, it was kind of like Pulp Fiction. I was waiting for him to open up with his Uzi afterwards.
Well, fair enough. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party with Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Kevin. We miss being with you up there at KIDO. I have a comment I'd like to make about Ben Carson, why I would vote for him for president. I was reading his book, and he stated that before he makes any decision, he asks 4 questions. What's the best thing that would happen if we did this? What's the worst thing that would happen if we did this? What's the best thing that would happen if we didn't do this? And what's the worst thing that would happen if we didn't do this? And we need someone that thinks that way and has spent his entire career thinking that way.
So you voted for Ben Carson at 580KIDO.com.
That's the truth.
How many times?
Just once. I only vote once. I'm not one of those illegal voters.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
All right. We appreciate it. We go to TPB with KM at 580KIDO.
Morning, Kevin. How are you today? Sounds like you got a real hot program going on there. Thanks for bringing Liberal Steve on again.
Well, somebody has stolen my bell in this room.
You need a new one?
Yeah, it's odd because I really don't consider this my room, but, you know, I had some stuff on the wall that's been taken down, and I've been meaning to talk to folks about that. And then, my bell is gone, and I can't find it anywhere. And, you know, I really don't get why people would do that.
Maybe they're trying to move you out.
I wish they would, I don't touch other people's items, and... You know, we had some stuff on the wall here that was very important to me about our Canyon County Animal Shelter that has been gone. And now all of a sudden, someone's taken the bell. So besides that, what's going on?
Well, no, I was just listening to the talk about your poll that's been going on and thinking to myself, do we really need another Bush in the White House? This would be nothing more than a continuation of the old establishment policies with the good old boys ripping off the public and handing over tax breaks to the corporate world. Whenever I see corporations rally around a candidate, they see opportunity to gain more political power. Jeb will be the same as George I and George II, rewarding portfolio Americans over paycheck Americans in order to spur the economy. You also have Jeb as a stalwart of Common Core and amnesty for illegals. We saw what happens when establishment Republicans get back into power in the last couple of weeks. In the vote on the CR omnibus budget bill,
right,
where we had newly elected Republicans vote on the thinnest margin we've seen in the House vote in a long time for a $1.1 trillion continuing resolution, it's got more pork in it than a Hormel warehouse and enough funding for Obama to implement his executive order of amnesty. Now, we need some new blood in the White House. Ben Carson would be a great change. Unfortunately, I think he's too honest, and he doesn't have the resume to get elected, the same way we have a problem electing someone like Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. The best bet we're going to have is a conservative governor like Mike Pence or Scott Walker from Wisconsin. You know, we need in this next election a true leader who can pull America out of the financial quagmire that we've been in for the last 5 years. The problem is I fear that we're going to wind up with the same old, and nothing's going to happen and nothing's going to change.
You're not excited about Bush 3? I told Jim from Star, we're going to be broadcasting from the White House again.
God bless you, Kevin. If it happens, be my guest. I don't think I'll be joining you there. I don't have an affinity for Jeb Bush or...
Hey, I'm just saying it's just nice to be liked by somebody. And for some reason, and I don't know why, and this is a true story, my mom can attest, the Bushes like me for some reason.
Well, they should.
No, but I'm not one of their guys. But I will tell you, for some reason, when GW was in office, they had an affinity for me. And I worked in three markets, and I always got an invite. So
yeah, but you're a people magnet. People love listening to you.
When my bell isn't being absconded or my stuff isn't being taken off
the
wall,
we'll make sure you get a new bell. Don't worry.
All right. Well, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, our great friend TPB. Remember, the Christmas party will be here Tuesday at the studio. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I can't hear my neighbor crying. I can't breathe. Now I'm in the struggle and I can't leave. Calling out the violence of the racist police. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. We ain't gonna stop till people are free.
8:39, Kevin Miller in the morning. That is Samuel L. Jackson's newest Ice Bucket Challenge. He wants people to sing that song, basically celebrities, saying the police are racist, the police are bad. And we're not free, or at least some people are not free in America. Do you agree with that? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It makes you wonder. You would think that Mr. Jackson would have better things to do than to say again and again and again dumb, stupid things. But it is America. By the way, speaking of dumb, stupid things that you heard at the top of the hour from Fox News here at 580-KIDO, the premiere of the interview has been canceled because the North Koreans are upset.
Want to go kill Kim Jong-un?
Totally. I'd love to assassinate Kim Jong-un. It's a date.
You have this new movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen, and it's set to a fictional world where they go and try and kill the leader of North Korea. Somebody forgot to tell the dummies in Hollywood that the people in North Korea, particularly the dictator there, doesn't take jokes about himself with a grain of salt. He gets mad. He gets upset. He gets angry. And so now we have the hacking going on and everything else. I love the libs in Hollywood where they're saying, oh, these secrets are stolen. Yeah, what did Edward Snowden do? He stole secrets, right? What's good for the goose?
Take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What? There we have it. A stoner movie representing what is good and wholesome about two nitwits that are dimwits. I know that's a double wit, but there's not a wit amongst them. I go back to this here at 580KIDO, and I think to myself, so you poke the bear pokes you back, and you're surprised why?
Gee, not everyone in the world loves us. Not everyone in the world just wants to go have a latte on Sunset Boulevard.
No. That's what folks don't understand when we're attacking the people that keep us safe, that do the bad things, that keep the bad men away. You know, we get ready for the Christmas season. Where we celebrate the birth of Christ. I was talking to somebody last hour, and they said, you know, Kevin, 2014 was a tough year for me. But 2014 seems to be a better year. And I said they always start out better. And whether you're a Christian, conservative, liberal, atheist, I believe that there's goodness in all of us. And for me, sometimes that's tough because whether it's Locke or some other philosopher talked about the inherent evilness of man and light versus darkness. And when I look at the stories that we cover, we don't have to go to Pakistan to look at what ISIS does. We don't have to be related to James Foley. And I wish I wasn't on the public airwaves because I have a slew of profanities I'd like to share with you on what the ISIS people did to Foley, now charging his family $1 million for his body back. And we just sit back. Think about being a parent. What a blessing from God to be a parent, a grandparent, a guardian, what have you. These young, impressionable lives right before you, seeing your kid walk, talk, seeing them develop from infant to a person, and then their lives being taken away by ISIS at a school shooting. That's the evilness that we face. And God bless America that I have the ability to be with you each and every morning to talk about it. Doesn't happen everywhere. I can tell you that. I was talking to a friend of mine on the East Coast today. People don't value it. Godless corporations don't value. And then they wonder why their profits plummet. People check out. It's very easy because they forget the magic of human interaction. The magic of either symbolically over the air or in real life holding somebody's hand. They forget about that. I don't forget about that. And I think as long as there are good people who pray tonight, every night to God and try and live a great life, we must persevere. Because to sit back and to let the bad people and their allies, which is that is what they are in the media, prevail, we can't sit there and gripe about it was all taken away. We did not stand up for ourselves. And whether it's electing the right president, whether it's backing the right political action, these people must be stopped. Who in their right mind would execute children? Who in their right mind would chop off the heads of kids because of religion? If that's not Satan himself, I don't know what is. And you and me and others sit idly by as we rack up debt that Dave Ramsey scolds us for, that we vote every day with the American populace checks out of. And, you know, again, we're all tempted to check out. We're all tempted just to say the blank with it. But we can't. Because those same children deserve to live in a country that is not about this.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
It's not about that. It's about doing the right thing. We're blessed to be able to go to the veterans' home on Veterans Day and Memorial Day and everything else. And we hear the stories, but imagine being that individual in that sub, in that foxhole, knowing perhaps that you'll never be able to live a normal life, and you volunteer to do it, to keep the bad people at bay. That's what's lost on the American press. The same press that drove around in the Gulf and said what a great job it is has been twisted, manipulated, perverted into being a mouthpiece for all that's wrong in America. Jerry and Eagle, formerly from Raleigh, North Carolina at 580 KIDO. Hello, Jerry.
Well, good to talk with you again. In regard to the media, the reason I call is because I'm concerned that the national media now has already jumped into the announcement by Jeb Bush and are getting ready to take over the direction of the primaries and who we consider for nominations. And instead of that happening again, which is what's been going on at least for the last two major elections, we need to be focusing and asking the question the other way, is what are the issues that should drive who we want to see nominated? And because we don't want Jeb Bush to short circuit those issues that won us this last election for the American people. About 65% of American people won't change to go back in the direction that we've been in since the Bushes came in and the Clintons came in. And the Obama's now culminating with and putting in a Marxist rule. We need to focus on the main issues that ran this last election and use that to bring a president in that will follow up. That would be the repeal of Obamacare.
Well, hopefully the nitwit brigade hasn't taken over too much. That's what it comes down to, Jerry. The nitwit brigade have infected everybody through the airwaves.
Well, we do it through the airwaves, like shows like yours, because we can't. We've got to find some way to say to these networks that are trying to be the dictators of our country, which is what they've been for 10 years, that we are concerned about security of this country and Americans abroad. And that we have to start with security on our borders, stop amnesty in order to protect our Constitution, restore the Constitution, the rule of law, and the decentralization of government, which has happened under the last 12, 14 years. We need to move in that direction and start talking issues and not people. And don't let somebody that thinks he's got gift to the world like Jeb Bush come out because he was born rich. And he owes everything he has to the fact that Ronald Reagan nominated his daddy when he did it, not because he really liked him, but because he needed him to win.
Right on, Jerry. Thank you. Walt in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Can't you imagine Jeb and Hillary as the presidential nominees? That would give you something to talk about.
Clinton 2, Bush 3.
Yes. It's a nightmare, a total unmitigated nightmare, the thought of those two. It caused me to resign from the Republican Party, period.
Well, who's got your vote there, Timmy?
Do what?
Who's got your vote, Walt?
Well, nobody at the moment because I'm still waiting to see who's going to run. You know, it's one of those things that you just sort of sit there and wait to see what's coming. But what I've really... thought crossed my mind while ago were we talking about...
Well, it's been a while since you've been on.
Yes.
Where
I've
have
been
you,
listening to you.
Well, just asking. Yeah. You know how I get.
Busy.
You know how I get.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I get insecure when I don't hear from you.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Thank you.
You know, I was wondering something when
Me
I was
too.
Listening to about Sony and North Korea.
Yes.
Is it against the law to put together a... what do I want to say? A bounty program. If it gets up high enough, do you think we can find somebody to go after him? He wants something to worry about. That'll give him something to worry about.
I think it would take a bounty program to do it because our government is too sissified to do the right thing.
Well, we know that. I mean, yeah. Our hero Muslim will probably put a stop to it, but I think it'll be give him some nightmares.
I can't believe that we're going to open relations with Cuba now. Does this man have no limits?
Nope. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He has no limits at all. considering everything that he's done up until now and what he's been wanting to do. I was around when the Vaquero program was up and running, and it worked quite well. All of a sudden, did it stop? Never did find out why it stopped. And I think it was Eisenhower who stopped it. But the point was is that it worked rather well. The Mexicans came and went, and they went home. They were happy because a lot of them, the only reason they're here is because they can't get a job in Mexico. So, you know, when you listen to them.
Well, I mean, what's the biggest import of money to Mexico? It's not oil. It's the people sending money home. Walt, thank you for the call. Quickly to traffic.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 8:57 at 580 KIDO. A few things I do want to remind you about. We do have a poll going on. Who is going to be the next Republican nominee? You make the choice. You make the vote. Currently, right now, it is Dr. Ben Carson in the lead, followed by Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Chris Christie. We'll continue to give you those results as we move along. And the Kevin Miller Show Christmas party will be here Tuesday. All are invited, but you must RSVP me at my email here at the radio station, kevin@kidoam.com, our way of thanking you for supporting our efforts together. Time for traffic now. And Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Don't forget, coming up, it's Glenn, followed by our great friend Dave Ramsey. Hey, if you get a chance, I think it's under Kevin's Moments, describe what it's like to go to Financial Peace Plaza and hang out with Dave Ramsey. They really do have a young lady there that greets you, and there is a Dorothy, not to be confused with Dorothy Miller, Mrs. Miller, who makes some great coffee, and it's free, it's fun, it's exciting. Check it out. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith. Serving Emmett.